Carriage and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, long time no see. Glad to have you back on CDO as we just wrapped up the MAC Boys Championship Contest. Green winning their first MAC Boys Basketball Championship in school history, 51-45 over Sydney. And now we're set for the MAC Girls Championship between Bainbridge, Guilford, and Delhi. I want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And I'm joined by a person who knows BG very well. He's seen both these teams this year, Israel Lorimer. You've been with me for football, and now you're here at the Hardwood. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, I can't wait. Very excited about the atmosphere. The boys' game was great. Watch the second half up here. I hope the girls' game is just as close and the atmosphere is just as electric.
Well, this is a rematch from last year. All the kids are calling it a remac between BG and Delhi as the BG girls walked away with about an 8-point victory last year to win the championship. Same scenario as last year is that Delhi won the regular season matchup, and we'll see who comes out on top here today in the finals.
You know, in both seasons, they were able to get a win early. The early December win, first league game both years. I was at the game last year, and, you know, Bob's teams always get better as the years go on. I've watched him coach for a long time and watched his girls. They always get better.
And you've had the luxury of watching a lot of this BG team throughout the year as you usually work at their home games, and just a team with no seniors, it's unheard of, and they just announced the all-star team here for the MAC at the little break in between games, and Abby Selfridge, just a freshman, is named league MVP. Unbelievable.
Yes, and then you have a first-team all-star with Reyes and as a junior, and a first-team all-star with Palmatier as a sophomore.
Just an unbelievable group, but they're going up against an equally talented group here in Delhi that is led by sophomores Caitlin Finch and Logan Bruce. They're a very young team as well, and they bring a lot to the table.
No coincidence that these two teams are playing each other again, and this is the reason why. If you don't know this, they play AU together. They don't split up and play with Oneonta kids and other kids from other schools. They go travel and play together, both BG and Delhi, the only two that I know locally that go do that on the girls' side, and this is the proof right here.
And we'll get to see it all unfold here today live from Hartwick College. We'll take a quick break here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from Delhi head coach Todd Bruce. We'll hear from Bob Conway at halftime, but we'll hear from Delhi's Todd Bruce before the tip-off here. So we'll be right back. It's the Girls MAC Championship Contest between Delhi and BG here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. It's the Girls MAC Championship. Again, a rematch from last year. The Delhi Lady Bulldogs taking on the BG Lady Bobcats. And we're joined now by Delhi head coach Todd Bruce. Coach, thanks for taking some time for us.
No problem, Nate. Thanks for having me.
Has to feel good. I'm sure this was a goal of your team to get back here to the MAC Championship this year. Now, can you kind of sum up your season for us? It seems like it's been a real successful one and never an easy road to get back to the championship game, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely not. There's a lot of good teams in our league, and we feel very fortunate to get back to the MAC Championship this year again. It's a goal of ours every year. You know, you got to set goals at the beginning of the year. Our girls feel like they put in the work in the off season to be considered, you know, one of the top teams in the area, but certainly one of the top teams in the MAC, and it's our goal to make it to this game every year, and we just hope to make the result. results a little better than they were last year.
Can you talk about that experience last year? And you have a pretty young squad, and you did last year as well. And what do you think your team learned from going in a tough, close loss to BG? But I'm sure that experience has to really pay off in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. Big games, you know, you can't simulate big game experience. You know, last year I think we might have been a little wide-eyed going in. We had three freshmen on our team, and those three freshmen all started at times. And, you know, as coming into last season, the girls were still getting used to my system. And, you know, we think that in returning four starters, possibly five starters at times, that we have a lot more experience. We feel we're a much better team this year than we were last year just from big game experience. So, you know, we feel good about ourselves. We know that on the other side, Coach Conway will have his girls ready. They're a very young team, too, without a senior on their roster. So it should be a good battle.
Speaking of Coach Conway and BG, like you said, they're such a young, talented team. Really says a lot about the quality of girls' MAC basketball this year. Is it tough to game plan for a team that has so many weapons like BG has?
Yes, and as soon as you think you're game planning one way, Coach Conway will figure out something to go a different direction. He's that good. He didn't win 500 games plus not being a great coach. So, you know, it's tough to say what you're going to get as far as offensive things go. We know they're big three offensive scorers in the Selfridge, Palmateer, and Reyes, but the first time we played them, Kanistra came up with a couple of big threes. We know Thornton can score as well, so they have a lot of weapons, you know, we pride ourselves on defense, and hopefully our defense will come up big for us again.
Wanted to ask you about your MAC semifinal win over Sydney. I mean, it came right down to the buzzer. You guys win 40-38. Your heart had to be pumping on the sideline in those last few minutes.
Yeah, it's one of those games that even though we had a 10-point lead under 2 minutes to go in the game, we felt pretty good about ourselves. I think like we might have been in control of the game throughout, and then all of a sudden, Connor Decker comes up with some big shots, and you know, I didn't think we did a good job down the stretch of taking away the three-point ball and sticking with our game plan. And you know, we're going to have to do a little better job against BG here. There's nothing like close games. It's exciting for the fans. It's exciting for the girls. And we just got to make sure we stick to game plan and follow through until the end.
I hate to look past the MAC championship game, but I wanted to pick your brain on the upcoming Class D sectional tournament. Just seems like there's so many quality teams out there, and how you think things might shake out there, and just what your impressions are as you head into that tournament next week.
Yes, all I can say is wow. The D's right now, girls' D's in Section 4 are phenomenal. There's a number of teams that I think can win it. Obviously, South Colerite's the heavy favorite, even though, you know, we benefit from the points we get in our league. Probably looking at a top seed or a two seed, I would say we're probably going to end up with the top seed. You know, I feel that South Colerite has the experience, but then you throw Milford, Southern Cayuga, Lawrence in there. Lawrence knocked us off last year in the second round, amongst many other teams that could just pick you off at any time. So the competition's fierce. The sectionals are very, very competitive, which makes it fun, which makes it a lot of fun. You know, you got to make sure you game prep and go one game at a time.
Delhi head coach Todd Bruce. Coach, thanks for taking some time for us, and good luck against BG in the MAC championship.
Thank you, Nate. We really appreciate it.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more girls MAC basketball here on CDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Israel Lorimer live here from Hartwick College as we get you set for the girls' MAC championship contest between Delhi and BG. We'll get to the starting lineups in just a minute, but you know, Izzy, your thoughts as we head into this one. I mean, for me, it's like you can almost flip a coin. I might give a little bit of an edge to BG, but just expecting a really good game here.
Oh, yeah, you got a very evenly matched teams here. I think BG has a slight advantage. They can score a few more points. For Delhi, for them to win, they're going to have to keep it in that 30, low 40 range. If Bainbridge is able, BG is able to get out and get it into that 50, I don't know if Delhi has those kind of scores where Bainbridge go for Delhi.
BG, you know, has the athletes who can put it in. I think I agree with you. Delhi has those athletes too, but a lot of their games that we've seen this year, they're lower scoring games for whatever reason. We haven't really seen them explode for a ton of points like a BG who can put up, I mean, we saw them put up 81 against Hancock in the middle of the season, so you just never know.
That's what I'm saying. Bainbridge Guilford has that ability. Now, Delhi is obviously a better defensive team than some of these other teams where they're scoring 80, but they have the ability to do that. Where I don't know if Delhi did that. Not taking anything away from them, but if they allow Bainbridge Guilford to score early and get out to a lead, it could be trouble for the Bulldogs.
Again, welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And folks, we have a variety of special sponsors for tonight's game. We'll be mentioning them all throughout Championship Saturday, but a huge thank you to all of them. They allow us to be here. So again, thank you to all our special sponsors. We will be talking about them throughout tonight's game. One thing that I'm interested in is the chess match between Bob Conway and Todd Bruce, the two head coaches. Just two guys who I think love the X's and O's.
They love them, and they love the numbers. That's what Bob loves statistics, and he makes a lot of his decisions based on those things. Todd Bruce is a little deeper. That's all there is to it. Bainbridge Guilford is not real deep. They're young, but they're not super deep. They go 7, but that's about it as far as quality. Delhi can go more like 10. That could be interesting in a foul game, something like that.
And as you can hear, folks, it's getting loud here as there's not a seat to be had. It was tight for the boys' game. I think there's even more people in here right now for the girls' game.
When I came up to the booth, everybody from Bainbridge, Guilford, and from Delhi was waiting to come into the gym, waiting for the Sydney and Delhi people, or Green people, to vacate the premises.
Unbelievable.
Great atmosphere.
Let's get you the starting lineups first here for BG. A ninth grader was just named league MVP, Abby Selfridge, wearing number 11. A sophomore, number 13, Jillian Canestra. A junior, number 22, Rebecca Reyes. A freshman, number 23, Corey Thornton. And a sophomore, number 25, Megan Pommetier, for head coach Bob Conway. On the other side, for head coach Todd Bruce, and the Lady Bulldogs of Delaware Academy, a sophomore, his daughter, number 2, Logan Bruce. A sophomore, number 10, Caitlin Finch. A junior, number 13, Addie Sackett. A junior, number 23, Kayla Spangenberg. And a senior, number 50, Allison Hannigan. Got to give a special shout-out to the Spangenberg family. They got people listening everywhere, including Hawaii today.
Wow.
Thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union.
I am not a weatherman, but it is warmer in Hawaii than it is right here today.
And you're right, folks. If you don't want to come out and park far away here at Hartwick because it's so cold out, just stay with us here on WCDO. We're going to have all the rest of the games for you today. The girls MAC championship followed by the Tri-Valley girls and boys games at 6 and 8 today. So it's going to be a long day and a fun day here on CDO.
Yeah, you know what I really like is what the MAC does is they introduce everybody on both rosters, then they go to the starters. I also like how Hannah Morley's out there pumping everybody up. I mean, they are getting ready to play. This is going to be a whole lot of fun.
I mean, the Delhi girls are at midcourt right now, and the Bulldog mascot is out there in their huddle screaming and yelling with them. So this is a team that is super fired up to be here after losing in this game a year ago. BG, cool, calm, and collected. They're ready to go. We're set for a great battle here.
Bob's trying for, I believe, his 7th league championship. We're going back to Sus days. Starting in 91, I believe he started coaching, so we're talking 25 years. He's looking for a 7th league championship.
And just went over 500 wins for his career. He's got over 400 at BG. The other's coming at Mount Upton, but what a career for Bob Conway.
Yeah, the Mount Upton Mounties.
The Mount Upton Mounties. For all you Tri-Valley lovers out there, I know you'll be listening later, but that one's close to my heart, being a GMU alum. I remember seeing the Mounties jerseys. Oh, those were the days.
Back in the days before they merged with Gilbertsville.
Yeah, the Mount Upton Mounties. That might be the best lost, forgotten mascot around, that's for sure. So Delhi is going to come out going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms, the black and the maroon trim. And BG is going to come out in their traditional dark navy blue uniforms, the white trim. It'll be Abby Selfridge jumping it up here for BG and Allison Hannigan, who stands 6'1", jumping it up for Delhi. And we're about to get underway here in the girls' MAC championship game live from Hartwick. And here we go, and Delhi wins the opening tip. And here is Logan Bruce. And let's see, it looks like a 2-3 zone here for BG to start it off. Logan Bruce, right side, outside the three-point line. Caitlin Finch for three, no good. Rebound for Sackett. Back out for Bruce, and they get a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Bruce gets right into the paint. A kick out now for Sackett. They go down low for Hannigan, who was quickly double-teamed, and now a steal by Rebecca Reyes for BG, and here come the Lady Bobcats.
Super quick team speed on the Bainbridge-Guilford side. Super quick.
Reyes to the left side. We know she's a threat from three-point land. I'm sure Delhi very aware of that. Canestra to the right side. To the high post for Selfridge. Back out Reyes. NBA three. It's off the back rim, and a rebound here for the Bobcats. Here is Selfridge into the corner now for Corey Thornton and back for Canestra. Reyes was not afraid to pull the trigger there. And to the right side for Thornton. Little give and go back for Reyes. Thought about another three. Thought better of it. Back for Canestra. Top of the key. Straightaway three. Rattles out. Ball loose on the floor. And we'll have a jump ball to start things off. So we're a minute in and we're scoreless between Delhi and Bainbridge-Guilford.
Bainbridge-Guilford was able to find a lot of soft spots in that zone on that first possession. I mean, they had three or four good looks. They passed up a couple and took a couple of threes.
So BG is going to inbound going left to right. And they get it in on the baseline now for Selfridge back up top for Canestra. For Corey Thornton again, the freshman finding Palmatier, the sophomore. She wants a three. Foot on the line. Hit the back rim. No good. Rebound for Logan Bruce, and she's trying to dribble out of trouble. Maybe took a hand to the face here. She'll pop up, but lost it. Maybe a finger to the eye here. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Maybe just got poked in the eye. Appears to be okay. She's talking to the officials here.
Yeah, you got Bainbridge-Guilford is running a 2-2-1. Kind of a passive. They'll let the pass come in, but then they're looking to get those traps on the sideline. They'll funny it to the sideline, and they're looking to get that trap right over half court. That's the spot that this zone is looking for.
And so Caitlin Finch will inbound, and I'm sure Delhi ready for this press. Who knows, maybe Bob Conway throwing some wrinkles in there. I think it's going to be a great chess match, as we talked about, between the two coaching staffs.
Yeah, you had a little of that in the earlier game. It sounded like that both coaches were throwing some new things at each other.
Yeah, they really did. And here is Finch, a step-in two-pointer, and that one's off the front rim, but Logan Bruce, the rebound. She goes up and really didn't get a good shot off. It's knocked out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Lady Bobcats. So both teams firing up some good looks in the early going, but nobody's scored yet. 6:18 to go first quarter here on CDO.
Really has been five good shots. Just nothing's gone in.
And the Lady Bobcats going left to right will bring it up the floor with Thornton. Little pressure here right around half court looking for a trap.
Delhi in a 1-3-1.
And here is Reyes, baseline left side off the back rim, no good. Logan Bruce, a rebound and ahead here for Addy Sackett. Sackett down the left side, nice dribble drive. The left-handed layup falls short though, and Palmatier comes up with a rebound and an outlet pass here for Abigail Selfridge. And Selfridge, again, just the freshman, was starting by the end of the year last year on a team that went to the Section 4 Class C Finals. They'll pump one out for Thornton. A right side three is off the mark, and a rebound for Finch. A pass ahead for Sackett, and here come the Lady Bulldogs. Sackett again all the way to the hoop, and her right-handed layup won't go, and nobody has been able to score yet with 5:30 to go in the first frame. Now for Spangenberg from the foul line, up and in, and Kayla Spangenberg finally breaks the drought.
Nice little pass, drove to the baseline, kick out to the foul line, buried the 15-footer.
And here is Reyes getting across half court here as it's a 2-0 lead for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs with 5:10 to go in the first quarter here live from Hartwick College. Nate Lull and Israel Lorimer here on CDO. And now for Selfridge in the right corner as BG goes left to right. Selfridge has tripped up ball out of bounds. It will stay with BG. Only four left on the shot clock here is.
They're running an interesting 1-3-1. It is a 1-3-1, but it kind of looks like a 2-3 at times. It looks like a 2-1-2 at times, but it is started out as a 1-3-1. They're real aggressive in the corner trap, which the 1-3-1 typically is.
And here's Thornton, and her shot from three-point land is partially blocked by Logan Bruce. And let's see if they're going to call that a shot clock violation or what will happen.
I think it has to be that BG doesn't have any time to shoot the ball.
Right.
Even though it went off of Delhi, they don't have any, you know what I mean?
No time. So they will call it a shot clock violation, the ball back to Delhi. So Delhi with a 2-0 lead in the first quarter here, 4:50 to go. Thanks for joining us today on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Bruce leaves one off for Hannigan from the right block, and she's fouled. And the big 6'1 senior, Allison Hannigan, will go to the charity stripe for the Lady Bulldogs.
Again, a nice drive by Bruce, and a nice dish, and a foul by the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats.
That will be the first foul on Corey Thornton today. First foul in the contest by either team. And Hannigan to the line makes the first one. And so a 3-0 lead for Delhi. And slow start by both sides here, but Delhi starting to get out of the funk, it looks like.
They're attacking the basket. That's the difference.
Hannigan's second shot is off the mark. No good, and a rebound for Selfridge, but she's stripped by Logan Bruce, and Delhi comes away with an extra possession out of it.
That was a nice little play by her. Snuck right behind her. I don't think that Abby saw her coming.
Now the ball on the floor at the top of the key. We'll have a jump ball as Bruce lost possession, and Canestra went diving head first in there and tied it up.
That's the hustle I love to see right there. On the floor, going for it.
And that's what you expect from both of these teams. Boy, look at that student section over there. You got some Sydney fans, Delhi fans, all mixed in together there. BG here in front of our broadcast booth. Both these schools love to get after it here with the student sections.
I love to see it.
4:25 to go in this first quarter. Delhi leading BG 3-0. Here's Caitlin Finch to the high post for Hannigan. Down low, looking for Spangenberg up off the glass. The shot is no good, and guess who? Abby Selfridge rips down a rebound. Selfridge going left to right will cross midcourt and will bring it up. Selfridge finding Canestra. Canestra outside the three-point line here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Still a 3-0 lead for Delhi over BG. Reyes across here for Thornton. Thornton with 10 on the shot clock, and this defense is really frustrating BG at the moment. Shot clock down to 5. Reyes is trying to free herself up. Throws up a 3. It's no good. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Delhi. And the Bulldogs, again, as I said, just trying to figure out this Delhi defense at the moment.
Oh, they're locking it down on defense right now. It's like a 1-3-1 matchup almost. They're playing man inside of that, but it's a zone.
I see Todd Bruce everywhere in pretty much every gymnasium I go to, so he must have film, and his thoughts must be going everywhere on everybody that he's seen. So I'm not surprised he comes up with an interesting game plan for his Lady Bulldogs. Here is Sackett at the top of the key as Delhi goes right to left. Left side for Logan Bruce to the foul line. Kick out for Finch. 10 on the shot clock. Finch, a little crossover move, gets down low, throws up a shot, and she's fouled with 7 on the shot clock. 3:19 to go in the first, and Delhi leads 3-0.
She did a real nice job creating contact on that one.
Yeah, she really sold it as she got down the right side. So Caitlin Finch will go to the line to shoot here for Delhi. And again, all our special sponsors, a huge thank you today to Amphenol, Smith Insurance of Sydney, Eaton and Griffith Law Office in Sydney, as well as Bainbridge Coin Laundry, many other sponsors helping us to be here today on CDO. Finch, first shot is up and good, so her first point of the afternoon, and it's a 4-0 lead here for the Lady Bulldogs, just the start they were looking for. And so Carly Heavey checks into the game. And so Todd Bruce not afraid to go to the bench early and often. His team a 4-0 lead.
This is exactly what the Bulldogs needed, this kind of start.
Yeah, kind of settle in, get BG on their heels a little bit. Second shot for Finch is short. Not enough mustard on that one, and Palmateer rips down a rebound, and let's see if BG can get back into it. Yes, they haven't scored, but the good news for BG, it's only 4-0. 3:10 to go in the first.
Yeah, I was going to say, 5 minutes into the game, you're only down four.
Here is Canestra, finds Reyes, left side is BG, and the navy blue with the white trim goes left to right. Reyes left side, thinks about another deep three, but doesn't do it. Canestra, little give and go. Back for Reyes, pump fakes on a three, gets into the paint, pulls up for two, off the side of the rim, rebound for Palmateer, it's loose on the floor. Reyes had it for a second, but then off her fingertips and out of bounds. So 2:46 to go in the first quarter. 4-0 lead here for Delhi. Are you surprised Coach Conway hasn't called a timeout to regroup yet?
You know, I was just going to make the comment, not necessarily that they will figure this out. You understand that he will come up with something. They'll keep trying until they come up with something. He may if they score again here.
As Delhi throws the ball out of bounds on this possession, it'll go back to BG.
Yeah, I just think that, like I said, Bob will figure this out, what they're doing, because I'm sure it's a little bit different than the last time they saw him. It's a 1-3-1, and they got Hannigan at that high post, which is taken away. Palmateer, which is one of their weapons, so they moved Palmateer off the post this time.
It was a low-scoring game the first time over at Delaware Academy, with the Bulldogs winning that contest 36-30. And BG with the ball. Here's Canestra, right side for a three, off the back rim. Palmateer a rebound. Got to get her going. And the left hand up. She misses the layup, but she'll go to the line. And this will maybe spark at the Lady Bobcats as it's Delhi 4. BG nothing with 2:09 to go in the first quarter.
And that's the hard part out of his zone, is to box out somebody that's as active as Megan Palmateer is.
And I've just been so impressed with Palmateer all year long. You could just tell how hard she worked with Coach Conway in the offseason. She can go right or left now. You just never know when she has her back to the basket. And she'll make the first one here. So BG is on the board as Megan Palmateer makes the foul shot, and it's 4-1.
She shoots right around 70% from the line. She's a pretty good shooter, so you know, you expect most of them to go in.
So Palmateer, the second one coming here with 2:09 to go in this first quarter. Palmateer, second shot up and good. Nothing but net there, and just like that, it's a two-point game. Delhi 4, BG 2.
Interesting, as poor as BG really has started off here, that they're down just 2 points.
And now Rebecca Reyes has whistled for a foul as Delhi brings it into the front court. She got tied up over there with Logan Bruce, and they'll whistle her for the foul. Here's the team foul situation. BG with three, Delhi with one.
Remember the new girls rule, 5 fouls and we go to 2 shots. No more 1-1 in the girls, and it resets each quarter. So a little different this year on the girls' side.
And Logan Bruce with the ball at the top of the key. Finding Carly Heavey to the left side. Bounce pass to Anna Post, and the freshman is all alone. Pulls up and buries it. Anna Post for two, just into the game off the bench for head coach Todd Bruce, and that gives Delhi a 6-2 lead with 1:40 to go in the first. And now a steal here by Olivia Wakin, and she brings it down the floor right side, trying to go coast to coast, and they'll call a charge. Great job by Selfridge to get back and plant their feet in the soil and sacrifice the body.
That's why it's fun to watch her play. She understands the game so well. Going back to Delhi's possession, they did a great job, got the ball to the baseline, kicked it back into the elbow area in the middle of that zone, and nobody stepped to her, and then she just hit the shot.
So 6-2 is the score with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. BG trying to break through this Delhi press. Selfridge to the right side for Molly O'Hara, who's recently checked into the game. Back for Canestra, left side for Reyes. 1:20 to go in the first. Back for Canestra. Looking for options. Bounce pass for O'Hara. On the right baseline, lost it, was stripped of the ball, but then somehow gets it back. 10 on the shot clock. Over for Reyes. Top of the key, steps in for a long two, and it's off the back rim, and a rebound for Caitlin Finch with 1 minute to go. Delhi leads 6-2.
The Bobcats look like they're forcing a little bit right now. They just got to settle into the game. They've been here before.
Here's Heavey to the high post, finding Anna Post, and she's stripped by Reyes, but they'll say it was a traveling violation, on Anna Post, and now Hannah Morley will check in. And we've seen pretty much four or five extra players off the bench already for Delhi.
It's interesting. Both of the subs have come in and had an impact, whether it be a nice rebound down here or the shots up here by Post.
50 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Delhi girls in the MAC championship, leading Bainbridge Guilford 6-2. Molly O'Hara to the right side, skips it across for Canestra. Outside the three-point line, closely guarded there by Addie Sackett of Delhi. Here's Palmateer, steps through for Selfridge, the jumper off the back rim. A rebound for Carly Heavey, 30 seconds left in the quarter, and the Bulldogs leading the Bobcats 6-2. Here's Hannah Morley with a baseline drive on the left side, throws it out for Heavey. The three is off the mark, no good, and a rebound for the Bobcats. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Well, this would be huge here if they could get a bucket to end the quarter.
Yeah, I say that all the time when I'm sitting at the table. Wow, big bucket here. They really do need a bucket here. Nice shot, good bucket.
10 seconds left, and they get the ball to Molly O'Hara. Skips it back across to Reyes. This is who you want to have it. She tries to go inside to Selfridge, but it's intercepted, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Low scoring defense has been the name of the game, and Delhi leads 6-2 at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on CDO. Nate Lull with you, along with Israel Lorimer. Izzy, we were just saying during the break, if you're Delhi, you can't write a script better than that for the first quarter. They lead 6-2.
Yeah, even though they didn't shoot well either, they were a little more aggressive and were able to hit a couple of looks. Most of BG looks have been under duress after those first three or four. They've been contested. The first three or four, they got some real nice looks. Delhi is extending out a little bit here now.
BG with the ball to start the second quarter, and as you said, Izzy, really kind of a defense that's really pushing out here for Delhi, but Molly O'Hara is going to step in, and one of the subs here for the Bobcats make the difference, and it's 6-4, and now Delhi throws the ball away as they go up against some pressure here from BG, and the Bobcats get the ball back.
That's a shot O'Hara can hit. That 15-footer on the baseline is her shot. People kind of lose her, you know. You can understand that with all of the other players that these teams can put out there, that somebody like a role player like that can get some real good looks in a game.
Early part of the second quarter, a two-point ball game. Delhi girls in the championship game leading at Bainbridge Guilford 6-4. Pass to the high post here for Megan Palmateer. Turnaround little lefty hook. Goes up, misses, but she's fouled. And that's where, if you're Delhi, you don't know. She can go right, she can go left.
Like you said, she worked real hard in the offseason to be able to go left. When she gets her hips set like that, you just don't know which way she's going. And she's so strong.
Yeah, she's so strong. And that's something that Bob Conway said they worked on religiously in the offseason, was going right or left.
The other part is, I coach football, and there would be times where Megan would go running laps, you know, when we were doing summer session things, and she was out there, you know, really getting herself in shape.
So she makes the first one. Second one coming here for Palmateer. And this one is off the back rim, no good. A rebound by Carly Heavey of Delhi, and it's 6-5. The Lady Bulldogs ahead by one with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Logan Bruce to the right side. Bounce pass for Carly Heavey. Heavey dribble drive into the paint, looking to kick it out. She gets tied up there by Molly O'Hara, and a whistle will have a jump ball. 7:09 to go in the second quarter, and the arrow is going to keep it here with Delhi.
Just swarming. When she drove that time, there was a swarm to it. I'm sure that's what Bob talked about. Some of that penetration early was a little too easy.
And so Logan Bruce inbounding underneath the basket, finds Olivia Wakin into the paint. She's stripped, gets it back, though, and it's still on the floor. And now the Zebra Crew is going to say the canistra is the guilty party here for Bainbridge-Guilford. And that's going to be the second foul here on BG. And Todd Bruce is going to take a timeout here for the Lady Bulldogs. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 7:04 to go in the second quarter. It's 6-5, Delhi leading BG in the Girls MAC Championship game on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're about a minute into the second quarter here on CDO. Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer with you. Glad to have you along here, as this is fun.
I'm glad to be here. The Bobcats really picked up their intensity after that the quarter timeout, if you will. I'm sure Mr. Conway let them know that they weren't playing with much intensity.
Delhi ahead 6-5. Here is Addie Sackett to the right side. Stripped there by Reyes, and off her fingertips out of bounds. It will stay with Delhi.
Just much more activity with the hands in that zone now.
6-5 the score again. Lady Bulldogs leading Bainbridge-Guilford, 6:45 to go, second quarter here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And here is Logan Bruce, slips on the floor, but keeps her dribble somehow to the high post for Hebe. Back out for Sackett from downtown, no good, and a rebound here for Canistra of BG.
Interesting that time, for most of it, that Delhi didn't have a high post in there. They've been very successful, that high post play against that 2-3.
Here's Reyes to the left side. Reyes with options, finding Palmateer outside the three-point line. Palmateer back for Canistra. 10 on the shot clock coming up, and, you know, BG is about 30 yards away, it seems, from the basket. Finally, they get it inside here to Palmateer, and she'll travel, and the ball goes right back to Delhi with 6:10 to go in the second.
You were talking about the chess match. There it was. Delhi went man-to-man that time. No press. Switched it up a little bit. I don't know how many times we'll see man-to-man because it gives them Megan Palmateer on somebody.
6:05 to go in the second quarter, and the moves by each coaching staff getting more and more fun to watch as this one continues on. Sackett into the left corner. Bounce pass up for Logan Bruce. Now for Caitlin Finch for three, and they're not going to call a foul. They'll say it was tipped. Delhi fans not happy about that, but here comes BG. Selfridge over the line to the left side. We'll pass back up for Canistra, and you can tell those big three, Reyes, Selfridge, and Palmateer, want to get this thing going, but they haven't yet. Here's O'Hara from the left side, and she knocks it down. You just said it is. She can make those shots.
Or we can just kick it to O'Hara because they're not paying attention to her because she's not one of the big three, and then she buries two shots. She's got 4 points, and they only have seven.
BG takes the lead, 7-6. Unbelievable. 5:20 to go before the halftime break.
This is a girl who averages 2 points during the season.
Here's Spangenberg. Goes up, and this one, no good. The right-handed layup just would not fall. It kind of hung on the rim there, and then Palmateer ripped down a rebound.
I noticed that watching a guy's game there. The ribs are a little soft.
Yes, it's very bouncy here. Opposite of what we usually see at Suco, where it's like they're brick hard. Down low for Selfridge here, up off the glass. That one is no good. Palmateer picks up the loose change. She's double-teamed by Hannigan and Spangenberg, and now a timeout is taken by head coach Bob Conway. 4:54 to go in the second quarter. It's BG, amazingly, with a 7-6 lead here over Delhi. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
This Valentine's Day, treat the one you love to a romantic dinner at Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Union Street in Sydney. Start with one of their delicious appetizers, steamed clams, shrimp cocktail, or stuffed mushrooms. Then select from their regular menu or their Valentine's specials, including prime rib with scallops and shrimp, pan-seared salmon, or chicken piccata. Dinners include a complimentary glass of wine for the ladies. Show her how much you love her this Valentine's Day. Call Roma's in Sydney today for reservations. 563-8888.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 4:54 to go in the second quarter. It's BG leading Delhi 7-6. In case you're wondering about the earlier game, the Green Boys in the MAC Championship, they defeat Sydney 51-45. So we're on our second game of a four-game set here today.
Congratulations to the first-year coach there, rookie year. You win the MAC Championship. The school's never won the MAC Championship. They may have won a SUS a long time ago, but I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, he said, he's a first-year coach there and new to the district, but it's been a long time, he said, since anything had happened for boys basketball. So he said he walked into a pretty good thing there, and he knew it, and he was very happy with his crew here today.
He was happy the first day he walked into practice and saw those athletes.
Yeah, I would say so. So BG gets it in, and here's Selfridge on the left side. Bounce pass down low for Palmateer. Left-handed layup up and good for Palmateer. And she's got 5 points, and that's what she does well. BG leads 9-6 with 4:40.
That's as pretty as it gets with a left hand.
Sure is. Back the other way, and Logan Bruce with a little Dr. J floater, and it's 9-8.
That was pretty nice as well.
Boy, so it had been all defense, and then right there, a little spurt of offense by both sides. Left side for Reyes. It's BG 9, Delhi 8. Now a steal by Spangenberg, and she's off to the races. Down the right side and up off the glass and can't get it to go. Rebound out of bounds, back to BG.
Yeah, they're having trouble right at half court, right in this, there's two lines on this court here for volleyball, but right in that little area, right around half court, they're having trouble. They turned the ball over there three or four times, the Bobcats have.
So about 4:10 to go here in the second quarter, and it's BG 9. And Delhi 8, a tight one here in the Girls MAC Championship. Here's Selfridge. Dribble drive for Molly O'Hara. Back for Canestra. Outside the three-point line now for Reyes. Reyes for Canestra. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Here's Reyes looking for options. 10 on the shot clock. And BG has had a lot of trouble at times penetrating this Delhi defense. And here is Selfridge. Baseline drive, and she's fouled. Boy, what a quick first step there from Abby Selfridge, just the freshman.
Yeah, she's super fast.
3:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 9-8, BG ahead of Delhi.
That zone is really stifling the Bobcats.
Yeah, it really is. When they have gotten inside, they've had success, but getting to the interior has proved to be pretty hard.
A couple of the interior moves were in there, man, and Mr. Bruce has gone right back to the zone. Keep him out of that inside, make him make some outside shots.
So here is Selfridge at the line, looking for her first point for the afternoon. First one is up and good for the recently named league MVP as just a freshman, and it's 10-8.
I don't know the Delhi girls as well as the BG girls, but I got a really nice, I was holding the door for them on the way up here, and every one of them said thank you. They are a wonderful group of girls, and I know the BG girls are.
Yeah,
just fun to watch.
Don't think you're going to find two nicer groups off the court, just polite, great students. What you want to see in young student athletes.
And they truly are a sports family.
Yes. So the rebound after Selfridge misses that one, and she's going to get whistled for a foul as Sackett had a good box out. And the foul there on Selfridge. So 3:45 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 10, Delhi 8.
That will not make Coach Conway happy.
No. And we were joking before the game with some of the Daily Star guys up here that, this could be a 20-18 game. And, boy, they're not half wrong at the moment.
No. I'm telling you, 35 is the magic number for Delhi. If they give up more than 35, I don't know.
And here is Sackett on the left side. She's fouled, and this is going to be the third team foul on BG. So that's three on Delhi and three on BG with 3:30 to go in the second.
More importantly, it's two on Canestra.
So Canestra comes out. So Erica Selfridge, a JV call-up, a seventh grader, has checked into the game. Of course, Abby's younger sister. Boy, these two together are going to be fun.
She has the quickness as well. This is a big spot to watch her play, and I'm interested to see it.
Also checking in is Abby Miller for BG, and she'll rip down a rebound here, and BG has the ball going left to right with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Here is Abby Selfridge, and it's the two Selfridge sisters at the top of the key working against this zone, and now a steal by Spangenberg, but her tippy toes were on the line, so it stays here with the Bobcats.
Very interesting lineup. I was just going to say, Bob only has two starters out there right now, and Reyes is coming right back in.
So Reyes comes in for Abby Miller. So you have the two Selfridge girls, Palmateer, O'Hara, and Reyes out there for the Lady Bobcats at the moment.
Yeah, O'Hara's earned her playing time. She has 4 points and a couple of rebounds down here on the end, too.
Here's Reyes, finds Abby Selfridge, steps in, long 20-footer off the back rim, trying to get her own rebound, and I think they're going to call another one on her here, and they will. Well, that's a tough one to call as she was going up, kind of looks like a 50-50 ball, but second foul for her.
That's why Mr. Conway is not going to be happy with that first foul, because it was,
85 feet away from the basket, and then you get one like that.
So Reyes is going to come out of the game here. No, actually, they'll pull out as expected. Abby Selfridge, Reyes stays in. Abby Miller back in for BG. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 10-8 as BG on top of Delhi.
With the foul trouble, Bob's had to go to an interesting lineup, that's for sure.
Down low for Logan Bruce in the paint, and she's fouled. Great job just cutting through the paint there and getting that pass.
Yeah, that was a nice cut, nice curl off the screen.
So 2:49 to go here in the second quarter. And Logan Bruce to the line. Want to thank McPherson Media of Bainbridge, as well as Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi, two of our special sponsors here for tonight's broadcast. Bruce to the line. First one is up and good, and Logan Bruce has 3 points here for Delaware Academy.
That's a foul shot of a lady who shoots a lot of them.
Yeah, Logan Bruce, I think, is a self-proclaimed gym rat, loves to be in there working on her game at all times. And as you said, both these teams playing AAU together.
It's nice when your dad's got the keys.
Yes, always. Funny how that works. Second one coming for Logan Bruce. Up and good. And those looked like they were both pretty pure and were tied up at 10 between Delhi and BG. The girls' MAC finals here from Hartwick College with 2:40 to go before the halftime break. And we'll hear from head coach Bob Conway during a Mirabito Energy Products halftime show. Here is Erica Selfridge for Reyes, and back for Selfridge outside the three-point line to the high post. Was looking for Palmateer, and she's fouled. Palmateer has just been kind of sucked into that high post area, and Delhi is right there with a looming double team at all times. So Giappi picks up her first foul, and that's the third team foul here on Delhi. It's 5 on BG. So if Delhi can get to the line here or get in, you know, into the paint, pick up some fouls, they'll be going to the line.
I'm not quite sure if anybody from Delhi doesn't play.
Yeah, everybody.
That's awesome.
It's like
that's a nice luxury as a coach.
Here's O'Hara. The jumper is good as she got it on the right side for 2. Molly O'Hara with 6 points, and that is a team high. And BG leads 12-10.
Like I said earlier, she averages 2 a game.
Unbelievable here for Molly O'Hara stepping up in this championship contest. Here is Sackett, a bounce pass for Logan Bruce, pump fake, gets into the paint, back out for Sackett, right side. Dribble, drive, it's nice, up off the back rim, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Carly Heavey throws one up from the paint. That's no good, and Molly O'Hara a rebound.
Let me give you a great stat. Molly O'Hara has 38 this year.
For the whole year.
6 tonight.
So a player coming off the bench really helping out the Lady Bobcats as they have the ball going left to right. Reyes to the right side finding Erica Selfridge, and the 7th grader in her first varsity action traveling here will turn it back over. A minute 41 to go in this second quarter, and BG leads 12-10 over Delhi.
Foul troubles put Bob Conway in an interesting position to play some kids out of their normal rotation.
And here is Sackett to the right side as Delhi goes right to left. They're in the home white uniforms. Carly Heavey, step in, 20-footer, no good. A rebound for Erica Selfridge, and an outlet pass to Rebecca Reyes. Reyes going left to right with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Molly O'Hara, back for Reyes. Bounce pass into the interior for Palmateer. Turn around, left shot, no good. Rebound out of bounds, tipped, and will stay with BG. Boy, a tight game, 12-10, BG on top of Delhi here in the championship game.
Caitlin Finch checks in for the Bulldogs.
Reyes underneath the basket here for BG as they go left to right, gets it in for Palmateer in the left corner on the baseline. Palmateer for Erica Selfridge to the right side for Molly O'Hara. This jumper is off the mark. And now the rebound for Delhi and Caitlin Finch. Outlet pass for Olivia Wakin. Waken in trouble here. Will pass one up over the top of the defense for Carly Heavey. Sackett right side. Wants a 3. Fires it. Got it. Addie Sackett from downtown. Count it as she dials long distance. And Delhi leads 13-12.
Yeah, a little transition 3. Nobody got to the shooter because they were still in transition.
35 seconds left before the halftime break. And we'll have a whistle as BG just gets it over half court. And we'll see what the whistle is. That's going to be on Carly Heavey.
Number 12, Carly Heavey. That is her first team.
That's the fourth team foul here on Delhi. So 35 seconds left. We'll see what the foul situation works out to be.
Both teams are in the bonus at this point. Going to shoot 2 if there's not a shooting foul.
So BG gets it in. They can play for the last shot of the quarter here if they'd like, pretty much. to the right side for Erica Selfridge. Back for Reyes. Step in. Deep three for Reyes. And that one's off the mark and out of bounds. Palmateer diving out of bounds. Couldn't save it, though. And it goes back to Delhi with 23 seconds to go. I don't blame Reyes for taking that shot, as we'll keep it right here. You know, she's hit those shots all year long, just not falling so far today. Maybe a little deep at this point, but the defense really isn't giving her many more options.
No, they aren't giving her many options. I mean, they obviously, Todd Bruce has told them, we really need to lock down number 22.
So 20 seconds to go in the first half. Delhi with a 13-12 lead to the right side for Sackett, into the corner for Wakin. Wakin on the baseline, dribble drive. Lost it, and they'll say it was a carry violation. So BG, with 11 and a half seconds left, is going to have another shot at it.
Reyes, they're doing a little offense defense here. He's going to put Selfridge and or Abby Selfridge back in, and Reyes. Reyes has 43s this year, so she can definitely put them in.
So 11 and a half seconds to go. Can BG pull it up the floor here and maybe take the lead going into the halftime break? We'll see. They get to half court here with Abby Selfridge. The right side for Erica Selfridge. Her head for Palmateer. 5 seconds left. They find Molly O'Hara. O'Hara over for Reyes. Into the corner for Selfridge at the buzzer. No good. I think it was after the buzzer anyways. But Delhi leads 13-12 at the halftime break. Before we go to the break, is your thoughts?
Exactly what Todd Bruce, I'm sure, was talking about as girls. We have to play really good defense. We have to take care of the ball. And we have to make shots when we get them. And they really did for the most part. And on the other side, I think Bob was probably couldn't wait to get to halftime.
Got to get to halftime. Get in there. Draw it up on the whiteboard. And, you know, we saw this in the first game. Sydney boys were up 23-17 at the break. Second half was a completely different game. Green came out and, you know, really took it to them and pulled away there in the end. You know, maybe we'll see something similar here in the second half after Bob make some adjustments, or maybe Coach Bruce for Delhi make some more adjustments.
Interesting, because I listened to the first half up here, and I got here, and I said that to you when we first stepped up here, that Green just came out, those 5 points were gone, and all of a sudden they had the lead. And I assume that you'll see a little bit more intensity out of the Bainbridge-Guilford girls when we come out in the second half.
All right, the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report is coming up. We'll also hear an interview from BG head coach Bob Conway, all coming up during our halftime break. Again, the Girls MAC Championship halftime score, Delhi leads BG 13-12. For Izzy Lorimer, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Mirabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports as we are ready for the Girls MAC Championship Contest here live from Hartwick College. It's the BG Bobcats taking on the Delhi Bulldogs. And we're joined by Bainbridge-Guilford head coach Bob Conway. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Coach, again, you're back to defend your MAC Championship title from a year ago when you played the same Delhi team. Does it kind of feel like deja vu going up against the Lady Bulldogs again here this year for the title?
Absolutely. We definitely kind of have went through the same type of season, and so have they, and they beat us early in the season again this year, same as they did last year. So really, we're kind of right back to where we were a year ago.
Coach, are you surprised by this group? I mean, I get to see them all the time, so I know they're a a hard-working and very talented group. But, you know, an outsider might say, wow, they lost a senior leader in Morgan Bullis, who's now playing college basketball at Cobleskill. And, you know, they don't even have a senior on this team, but yet they find a way to get back to the title game again.
Yeah, a little bit surprised and maybe not surprised. We are extremely young. Two freshmen, two sophomores, and a junior in the starting five. But they do work extremely hard. We put in a lot of time in the off season. I knew we'd be competitive. I didn't know where that would end up being. But this group has really persevered, and they keep learning every day. And they're just a fun group because they work so hard and they listen and they try to improve.
You mentioned that early season loss to Delhi. We were there. We did that game on CDO. You lost by 6 points, but it was really back and forth the whole time. What do you think your team learned from that experience that they might take into Saturday's game?
I thought we were a little overwhelmed. Defensively, Delhi really comes with a lot of players, and they're very athletic. And they press you from before you even get on the bus. They're already got the press on you. I think we have learned a lot more about composure and playing under pressure and being able to rely on our teammates to help us get through that type of pressure so that we get good shot opportunities.
Does it worry you with a team like Delhi that has such a deep bench? I mean, you have 8 total players on your roster, and Delhi just seems to be able to run girls in and out of the game constantly. Does that give you any worry at all?
Well, we did bring up 2 JV players, so we're going to suit up 10 for the game. But you're right, we really go with the 8. We're in pretty good shape. I think we'll be fine as long as we control the game. We just can't get crazy and lose our composure. But as far as being able to get up and down the court, we're in pretty good shape, so I'm not too concerned there.
I've been so impressed this year with Megan Palmatier and just you know, how much her skills have continued to improve, and it certainly looks like she is in great shape again this year. Can you just talk about the hard work that she's put in to make her game even better just as a sophomore here?
Megan has worked hard in the off season. Like you said, she's in better shape. She really worked on her conditioning, but she's also, over the course of the last 8 months probably, has improved her range with the basketball. She can step outside now and hit the 12 to 15 foot shot. She's able to put the ball on the floor in the post and take it to the other side of the rim and do some things there as well. And we now have her doing reverse layups. She's able to take that elbow jumper. So in one drill drive, 2 steps into the rim. So she's really increased her capabilities of scoring from other areas on the court other than just in the post.
Coach, I can't resist but ask you about the upcoming sectional tournament, even though I know you're focusing on the MAC championship right now. But, you know, you were in the title game a year ago down in Binghamton. But, you know, I know there's so many quality teams in Section 4 Class C this year. Your thoughts as you might head into the sectional tournament next week?
Well, I usually keep pretty good tabs on that. And we lost 4 games this year, and it really, I think, has put us in a really difficult spot that we're going to have to do some serious traveling and play a couple of very talented teams, possibly a Watkins Glen and maybe an Elmira Notre Dame, who has a 6'4 center. We're going to go as far as we can offensively. You know, I think we can compete with a lot of teams. We got to rely on that and somehow contain them a little bit. But as you said, we're really focused on Saturday, and then we'll start looking at the next game, one game at a time, and see where we end up. Hopefully we can get back there.
Bainbridge-Guilford girls head coach Bob Conway. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Delhi in the championship contest.
Nate, thank you very much. We really appreciate you.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be back with more local basketball action here on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here live from Hartwick College. It's the girls' MAC championship game at the half. It's 13-12, Delhi leading BG. We're having some fun on Twitter here during the halftime break. You know, it's been so fun with Twitter this year. You can share pictures, photos, scores, a little bit of everything. People are taking pictures of us up here. They're down in the crowd saying, you know, thanks, CDO, thanks for being here. We're glad to be here. We wouldn't miss it. It's a ton of fun here.
You crazy kids and your toys.
Yeah, we're getting lots of shout-outs, too, from people listening all over on WCDOsports.com. So really appreciate you there. And we're getting some Nate Lull chants during the halftime break from the student section on the far side from Delhi. Always appreciate that. So shout out to them, and here we go. Second half, what are we going to see here is, I mean, this is crazy. It's 13-12, two teams that can score, but so far it's been a defensive chess match back and forth.
Delhi typically probably scores maybe 7 more points, maybe 20 and a half. It's unusual for Bainbridge-Guilford, but that's what Delhi does to them. That's the whole idea. He's going to throw a ton of girls out there. No one's going to get tired,
no.
First of all. And I expect to see a little bit more intensity out of the girls in blue.
Should be a great second half. And again, thank you to all our special sponsors for allowing us to be here today, including Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises, Certified Public Accountant Ryan C. Johnson, Bob's Diner in Bainbridge. You got to stop there after the game, folks. Awesome dining 7 days a week. Check out the Build Your Own Burger menu at Bob's Diner on Main Street in Bainbridge, as well as Bainbridge Coin Laundry and Smith Insurance, your local State Farm agent on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. So we're set to start the third quarter here. BG will have the ball. The Lady Bobcats going right to left, Delhi left to right. BG's in the navy blue uniforms, the white trim. Delhi in the white with the black and the maroon trim as we get set for the second half.
We'll see if foul trouble becomes an issue, because that's why a lot of girls were sitting down for Mr. Conway there. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Back underway again, BG with the ball. Thanks for joining us here for the second half. 13-12 to score. The Delhi Lady Bulldogs up by one at the break. Let's see what Coach Conway comes up with. He gets it down low to Abby Selfridge. The jumper up and in. For Selfridge, she's got 3 points. BG takes the lead, 14-13.
Created by Reyes, who drove to the baseline and then kicked it to about that 10-foot area. She took one dribble and took about a 7-footer and got a nice friendly bounce, that's for sure.
Logan Bruce into the paint. She's stripped of the ball by Canestra of BG. And the Lady Bobcats will come away with it going right to left. They walk it up the floor with Canestra. Right side for Reyes. Outside the 3-point line. Back for Canestra. Closely guarded here by Eddie Sackett. This defense is like a blanket pretty much on BG, but now a 3-second call on Megan Palmateer down low here for the Bobcats.
That was a tough call. I thought she was out, but hey, I'm not blowing the whistle.
First 3-second call we've seen all day. That's always a tough one to take no matter what side you're on. Here's Bruce to the right side for Caitlin Finch. Reyes is right up in her grill. Finch with the ball. Holds it high, and now back for Sackett at the top of the key. Left side here for Logan Bruce at the elbow for Hannigan. Her jumper on the baseline, no good, and a nice rebound. Good position by Thornton on the box out.
Exactly. She kept her position, and she was able to take that down. A little more intensity from the girls in blue, like I said.
6:35 to go, third quarter. It's BG 14, Delhi 13 here in the girls' MAC championship game live from Hartwick. Down low for Selfridge. She goes up, and she's fouled, and a great court vision pass from Palmateer. Skipped it across for Selfridge, who went up and she is fouled.
Those diagonal passes are the ones that kill zones, and that's what it was. She was on the left elbow, and she looked to the right block, and there she was.
And so Abby Selfridge, the freshman again, just named league MVP here before the contest, will step to the line. She's got 3 points here for BG. First one is up and good here for Selfridge.
Nothing to start the Bobcats wanting in the second half.
BG now leads 15-13. 6:28 to go in the third quarter. Game number 2 on Championship Saturday. We have 4 games total today. Selfridge, the second one is good. She's got 5. And a nice lead here for BG with 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. It's 16-13.
See if the Bulldogs can answer here.
And here is Sackett falling away. A jumper from the right wing is off the mark and no good. And a rebound here for BG, and then off the foot of Caitlin Finch as BG was trying to dribble out of harm's way. Out of bounds, will stay with the Bobcats. Here comes that full court pressure from Delhi. BG will get it in, and Selfridge going right to left with 6:05 to go in the third quarter will bring it up. The Bobcats with a three-point lead. And now we'll have a whistle. And that was a 10-second call with 6:04 to go in the third quarter. And I think because the ball had rolled out of bounds, BG didn't realize the time that was on the clock.
It doesn't reset that backcourt call. The only thing it does is a timeout.
Boy, so I think BG just caught snoozing there a little bit. And so that will be a turnover and give the ball back to Delhi.
It actually was more like a 12-second call because it was on 18.
I was going to say, yeah.
New rule this year for girls is the 10-second call is on the shot clock. That official is not counting it out unless the shot clock's off.
Good to know with 5:55 to go in the third. Sackett to the high post, giving it to Logan Bruce, and let's see, she traveled as she took one too many steps trying to get through the traffic in the lane, and it goes back to BG again. They lead 16-13, 5:50 to go in the third.
Bobcats are closing stuff out a little quicker this half.
And here is Selfridge against the pressure, gets the half court across the Hartwick's Hawk. Hartwick Hawks logo there is Palmateer right back to Selfridge on the left side. Selfridge gets into the paint, and she goes up for the left-handed layup, but was fouled on the floor. And this is two or three possessions is where we've seen Selfridge get to the rim and make something happen.
Hey, you got the league MVP. You got to get into the ball, right? You got to get into the hole, do what she does well. They're creating some space, and like you said earlier in the first half, she's super quick that first step. She's fast as well, but she's also quick.
Very true, very true. And now as BG tries to get the ball in, head coach Bob Conway will take a timeout. So 5:35 to go, third quarter, 16-13 to score. BG on top of Delhi. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 5:35 to go here in this third quarter at 16-13. Delhi trailing Bainbridge-Guilford. And, you know, I think if you're watching this game from the outside, it feels like, you know, maybe BG's not playing that well. Then you look at the scoreboard and they're up by three.
They aren't playing particularly well as far as, like, if you watch them play all the time, but that's because of what Delhi's doing. It has really very little to do with what the Bobcats are doing. Delhi's putting them in some bad spots. They're taking some shots late in the clock.
As Canestra misses a three here, and Delhi a rebound.
And the other part is they're not getting offensive rebounds like they normally do at their normal clip. I mean, they average like 12 or 13 offensive rebounds, and I have two down right now.
Here is Sackett to the right side for Delhi with 5:10 to go in the third quarter, and Delhi trailing by three. Bruce across here for Sackett. She gets to the high post, lost it. Back out for Bruce. Three left side. That's off the back rim. Selfridge looking for the rebound, and we'll have a jump ball. With 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, possession stays with Delhi. And Logan Bruce will inbound underneath the bucket here for the Lady Bulldogs. Gets it into Hannigan. Quick jumper. No good. Died on the back rim. And then BG a rebound. Boy, that was a good opportunity there, but it wouldn't go.
Yeah, nice quick pass to her about 4 feet away, and she just couldn't get the roll.
Canestra over the line to the left side here for Reyes in the corner for Palmateer. Palmateer thinking about a three, pump fakes, brings it down, tries to bounce it back out, and Caitlin Finch has it hit off of her leg and out of bounds. Some other special sponsors here for tonight's game, the Egley Machine Company of Sydney, of course, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Eaton and Griffith Law Office, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Tabone Chiropractic and Massage on River Street in Sydney. 4:35 to go in this third quarter, and Reyes will pass to the far side. Here for Corey Thornton. Her pass is intercepted, though, by Logan Bruce, and the Bulldogs are looking to run. Reyes down the right side puts on the brakes. Back to the top of the key for Sackett, now for Finch on the far side with 4:15 to go third quarter. Delhi still looking for their first points of the second half here. And here is Bruce, gets into the paint, little floater, she's fouled though, and Bruce will go to the line. First foul on BG in the second half.
That's another one on Reyes. Is that three on her?
Let's see. That'll be the second one on Reyes. So you have Reyes with two, Selfridge with two. BG will have to be careful here going forward.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a factor. Even driving up here, I thought maybe it would be that, and you saw a little bit deeper in the bench in that first half.
Bruce to the line. First one is off the back rim and no good for Logan Bruce, who has 4 points. And that's a team high here this afternoon, trying to add to it at the line. Olivia Wakin checks back in, and Allison Hannigan goes to the bench here for the Lady Bulldogs.
I don't have a written stat on her, but I bet you she shoots about 80% from the line.
Bruce, second one, rattled it home. So Bruce with 5 points, and it's back to a two-point game, 16-14. This is like a slugfest here back and forth between these two with 4 minutes to go in the third. Now for Palmateer, reverse layup, just won't go down. Rebound for Selfridge, up off the glass, the kiss, and it's good. And Abby Selfridge has 7.
Relentless right there, just relentless.
18-14 the score, and now a steal for BG, and Reyes pulls it down, and she travels. Just ran into some traffic there with people just kind of buzzing around her, and she shuffled her feet with 3:47 to go in the third. It's BG leading 18-14.
Exactly what it was, just a lot of traffic. She was looking for, actually for canister deep. She thought better of it, and when she turned, there was two Delhi Bulldogs going by.
So Delhi gets the ball back again, going left to right there in the home whites with the maroon trim. BG's in the navy blue with the white trim to the right wing. Again, as they go left to right, here's Wakin on the baseline. Skips across the entire top of the zone for Caitlin Finch of Delhi left side. Finch pulls it down. 15 on the shot clock. They go for Spangenberg. Little baby hook in the lane. She got it. Spangenberg with 4 points. And it's a two-point game once again. BG 18, Delhi 16. 3:20 to go in the third. BG gets it into the front court going right to left. Right side for Canistra. For Corey Thornton. And back for Erica Selfridge, the seventh grader back in the lineup. Here's Abby Selfridge, the freshman, back for Erica. They work it around, 10 on the shot clock. Corey Thornton, deep three, got it. Dials long distance. Corey Thornton, the bullseye, and BG leads 21-16.
In a zone that's so hard to cover, when the ball goes to the baseline and comes back to the top of the key, it's hard to get back out to shooters.
21-16 the score, and Corey Thornton, the freshman, her first bucket of the night. 2:45 to go in the third. Here's Sackett reversing it around. And Caitlin Finch, top of the key. Back for Sackett. Long two is off the mark. Ball loose on the baseline. Kept in by Spangenberg. Great effort. Carly Heavey, the jumper, no good. Another rebound, and Olivia Wakin puts it home, and Todd Bruce is going to call a timeout. Great effort there by Delhi as we head into the break. 2:30 to go in the third. It's BG 21, Delhi 18 here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:30 to go in this third quarter. 21-18 the score. BG on top of Delhi. Is your thoughts at this point?
Exactly what I thought as far as second half. The Bobcats could come out with a little more intensity, but I was really impressed with the Bulldogs on that possession. They would not be denied. They had a shot that was off the line, and they saved it and then got another rebound and then put it in.
Wakin would not be denied there. She got two rebounds. It was great.
That was a big possession for them to keep this to 3 points. I mean, I don't know if they can come back from a 9-point deficit against this team.
Here's Reyes for a three, right side. Got it, Rebecca Reyes from downtown, and maybe she's starting to find her range. BG leads 24-18 with 2 minutes to go in the third.
Yeah, those could be huge shots, those two threes right there. The first points for either of them, I believe.
Here is Sackett. And you are correct, the first bucket's for either. Spangenberg, left side, jumper from the baseline, no good. Ball out of bounds, both teams tumbling to try to catch it, and I believe it's going to stay here with Delhi, and yes, it will. And Caitlin Finch will inbound it with 1:47 to go in the third. It's 24-18. Finch looking to get it in, and she will to the top of the key for Carly Heavey. Notice down on the Delhi bench right now, Logan Bruce talking to her father and head coach Todd Bruce, maybe getting some final instructions before she comes back in. She'll be well rested as Wakin will miss a turnaround shot here in BG. Another chance with the ball with a minute and a half to go in the third and a 24-18 lead.
They get a bucket here. That could really spell disaster. I know it's early, but that's just not how Delhi's built.
Here's Palmateer. Great pump fake to the rim, and she's fouled. Boy, she sold that one well. And Delhi had no choice but to slide over and try to block it. Turned into a foul.
She's so strong, sometimes she'll make that even though she does get fouled pretty hard.
1:17 to go here in this third quarter. It's 24-18 the score, and BG trying to add to it with Megan Palmateer. She's got 5 points, make it six. So Palmateer gives BG their biggest lead of the game, 25-18, with a 1:17 to go in this third quarter.
I'm sure Mr. Conway is much happier with the effort that he's getting. And I mean not just scoreboard effort and score points, but it's happening on the defensive end.
Palmateer to the line. This one rattles out, and a rebound here for Megan McAteer, who just checked into the game. Bounce pass ahead for Logan Bruce. Delhi finds themselves down by 7, and Bruce is fouled. And let's see, this could be on Reyes. If it is, that will be her third, and it is, with a 1:08 to go here in the third quarter. That could be a big one there.
Yeah, it looks like Bob is pretty traditional on when to take people out of the game.
And a shot as Delhi gets the ball in, and Bruce will miss from the right side. A rebound for the Lady Bobcats.
But he will leave her in right now. That's a little unusual.
Left side for Reyes. Down low for Palmateer. Turn around with the left. Up off the glass. No good. Ball out of bounds. And we'll go back here to Delhi. So another good look there for Palmateer. Just wouldn't go down. 48 seconds to go in the third. BG leads 25-18. And Logan Bruce brings it up the floor as she trots to the right side as Delhi goes left to right. Finds Carly Heavey at the top of the key. Heavey with the ball outside the three-point line. Goes to the interior for Olivia Wakin. Back out for Bruce. Skips it back across the zone for McAteer. Up top for Carly Heavey. Straight away three. No good. Rebound back for Olivia Wakin. And not a fresh shot clock as we're too deep in the corner. Logan Bruce with the rebound. Up and she's fouled. So 23 seconds left in the quarter. And the shot clock is off, and Logan Bruce will go to the line.
Delhi just, they literally won't leave this end of the floor until they have a bucket. That's the way that they're playing it. It ain't real pretty, but they're just fighting for the ball, fighting for rebounds.
Doing everything they can. Second and third opportunities have been huge. Bruce to the line, and she misses the first one off the back rim. You can tell she's a little frustrated.
Yeah, she looks like she might have pushed that one instead of shot it.
Tough, too, as she's been playing hard here the last few minutes. Has to be a little tired, perhaps. Bruce to the line. Second one coming here for Delhi. This one off the back rim. No good. So they come up empty on that trip. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. BG with the ball. They work it up going right to left here. Selfridge at midcourt. Selfridge pulls it down. Finds Palmateer to the baseline. Palmateer back outside the three-point line. Down to 5 seconds to go. Here's Corey Thornton. She's going to have to pull the trigger on the three. Steps in, throws one up, and it's off the mark. That's the end of the third quarter. BG 25 and Delhi 18. We'll take a quick break. Fourth quarter coming up with the Girls MAC Championship Contest live from Hartwick College here on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer here for the Girls MAC Championship Contest live from Hartwick College. Great stat from you is a 13-5 score in the third quarter. BG outscoring Delhi.
You got the Bobcats are back in the game. Now you got the
The student section's going nuts, and this is what it's all about.
Fourth quarter, here we go. BG a 25-18 lead over Delhi. And BG will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. It's Championship Saturday here on CDL. This is our second of four games. The ball down low, tipped away, and Delhi will come up with a huge steal and a post. Poked it free there for the Lady Bulldogs. Here's Sackett trying to go down low to post. And a little miscommunication there. Ball rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Bainbridge-Guilford. And so the Lady Bobcats in the navy blue with the white trim going right to left are going to have to deal with a full court press here from Delhi, who's in the white with the black and maroon trim. Selfridge to the left side. Getting in one back out here for Corey Thornton. Back for Jillian Canestra. Up by half court. Left side. Looking for Thornton. And now back for Palmateer. Palmateer for Reyes. Reyes holding it high. 10 on the shot clock. Let's see if BG is aware. Canestra. Back out for Corey Thornton. To the interior. They were looking for Palmateer. It was punched out of bounds. Only 3 on the shot clock. Possession stays with BG. And Reyes is going to have to get this one in, find somebody to shoot it quick. Let's see what the Lady Bobcats do.
I'd like to run one for Palmateer on this.
They try to lob one up there for Selfridge, and it's intercepted instead by Delhi. And here is Sackett. And that one is picked off by Reyes, who saves it as she falls out of bounds and finds Canestra. Great effort there by Rebecca Reyes.
Somehow stays in bounds. I thought for sure she was out.
Up the floor for Selfridge. Holding on to it here in BG, the girls in the championship game here over Delhi with a 25-18 lead. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Down low to the right low block for Selfridge. She is blocked, but is fouled, and will go to the line. And you can tell she just seems a little more loose here in the second half, smiling like she usually does.
Part of it, she's being aggressive, and that's what she's good at, even though she is a sweetheart. But aggressiveness does her well on the basketball floor. She had great position and a great feed down into the block.
6:43 to go, fourth quarter. Selfridge, the first one from the line, off the mark, no good. 25-18 the score, BG on top. But, you know, Delhi is hanging around here, but they just need to get a couple of buckets. Again, only 5 points so far in the second half.
Again, just like I said before, part of that has to do with how BG's playing D.
Selfridge with 8 points as she makes the second one, and BG takes a 26-18 lead. A bucket would be pretty huge here for Delhi. Maybe get off this schneid. Here's Logan Bruce. Pulls up a little 10-footer. No good. Left side. Rebound for Reyes. And BG comes away. They'll walk it up the floor with Selfridge.
It was almost necessary for Delhi to get one right there, I believe.
Selfridge to the right side. Dribble drive into the paint. Kicks off for Palmateer. Goes up and can't get the layup. And a rebound there for Olivia Wakin. Another great opportunity here for Delhi with 6 minutes left in the game. They trail 26-18. They get it to the high post, skip it across for Addie Sackett. Now for Finch, for Bruce. I think they got to get Finch a little more involved. She's usually a great outside shooter. Here is Sackett with 10 on the shot clock. Back for Finch. Finch to the left side, running jumper, just rattled out, hit the front and back of the rim, and now a rebound. And we'll see what the foul is here. I think they're going to get BG for the call. Should be the third on Selfridge, maybe. Yes, it is. And so 5:48 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Bainbridge-Guilford 26. And Delhi 18. That's the third on Selfridge.
That's a tough situation. She's being aggressive. The other girl's being aggressive. She ends up coming over a little bit. Good call, though. It's the correct call.
Left side for Logan Bruce. And they will call a traveling violation. You see a lot of young players now try that kind of Euro jump step type of move. And that one was whistled for the foul. They try to almost hop through the double team, and it didn't work there. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter, and Caitlin Finch trying to get aggressive here. Almost picked the pocket there as Selfridge, but she gets around her. Selfridge down the floor. Great bounce pass for Palmateer. Up, and she's fouled. Palmateer with 8, and Selfridge made that whole play happen.
That's as pretty as it gets, my friend. Splits the double team at half court, goes to the elbow, draws the defender, bounce pass, finish, and the old-fashioned three-point play.
I don't know if I've ever seen Selfridge this animated on the court before, smiling like this.
She's pretty excited.
Usually she's kind of quiet. Palmateer makes the foul shot. She's got 9. So Palmateer with 9, Selfridge with 8. BG, their biggest lead of the game, 29-18. Here's Finch, left side for 3. Dies on the front rim. Rebound for Reyes on the line. And I think they'll say her foot was on the line. Yes, it was. So the ball back to Delhi. And again, 5:23 to go. They still have some time. But they're going to have to start finding a way to get it in the bucket.
Comes in for the Bulldogs.
This is a situation I've been talking about. They don't have a pure scorer where BG has two or three they can go to. I'm not saying they can't come back in this game, but it's a situation you just don't want to get your team in.
And here is Caitlin Finch. No, I totally agree. And here is Logan Bruce to the baseline. Goes up, tries to force one. No good. Selfridge rips down another rebound, and ahead she comes. Up the floor as BG goes right to left. Selfridge puts on the brakes, trying to get across half court, and she will. Boy, just a great ball handler. Back across for Thornton, into the corner for Reyes. Back for Thornton, 15 on the shot clock, but BG has the luxury of time on their side right now. 4:55 to go in the contest. They go down low to Palmatier. Left low block goes up, partially blocked there by Hannigan. Good defense for the Lady Bulldogs. Here comes Logan Bruce up the floor, left side. Bruce finding Sackett. Back for Bruce. She wants the three. Instead, goes into the lane off the back of the rim. It was a little too hard, and she's fouled as she can't get it to go with 4:40 to go. And Canestra will pick up her third foul. So here's the team foul situation in the fourth quarter right now. Both teams with two.
Yeah, you got the personal fouls are the issue for the Bobcats right now. They've got three girls with three.
Here's the shot. First one is up and good for Logan Bruce. She's got six. Second one coming here for Bruce with 4:40 to go. So it's a 10-point game. 4:40 left. 29-19 the score. And Delhi trying to find a spark here is with time dwindling down in this fourth quarter of the MAC championship.
They're going to have to force a couple turnovers out of their press.
Bruce makes that one. She's got seven. And she's going to go to the bench to get a little breather here. Carly Heavey steps back in.
The hard part about Bainbridge-Guilford is all five of the girls out here can dribble the ball.
That's the thing. There's no real weak links when you're looking to pressure somebody in that press. 4.5 to go with the 9-point game. Bainbridge-Guilford on top, 29-20. Right side for Palmatier outside the three-point line as BG runs through the options on the man-to-man offense. Reyes now outside the three-point line. Looking to get into the lane. Foul line finds Canestra. Jumper is good. And Jillian Canestra, that's actually her first point for the evening.
Great driving dish by Reyes.
31-20 is the score now. BG on top. Girls MAC championship contest after the Green Boys defeated Sydney earlier today, 51-45 in our first game here from Hartwick. Left side, Carly Heavey, the two-pointer is off the mark, no good, and Reyes another rebound, and right now BG just controlling this game.
Yeah, they're doing a real nice job in almost every phase right now, defensively, offensively, sounding out their man-to-man. Bob's having that flex go on.
Selfridge gets into the paint, and she's pushed as she gets towards the foul line there. And that'll be another foul here against Delhi with 3:40 to go, and BG leading 31-20.
Like what you said before, time on their hand. I was not at the Green BG game, but my I know a lot of people over there that said they did a great job at the end of the game getting it down to 10 before they even initiated offense.
And that was steal by Delhi. Addie Sackett runs in, and she'll be fouled. Canestra is going to take that foul, and I believe that's going to be her fourth. Is, of course, you referencing the semifinal win for BG over Green. That's how they advanced here. Delhi defeated Sydney in their semifinal game. So that is four fouls on Canestra, and it's going to send Addie Sackett to the line.
Yeah, I listened to your call up there from Delhi. What an exciting end of the game.
Delhi was up by 12 with 2 minutes to go, and Sydney started hitting NBA threes. I've never seen anything like it, really, as Sackett makes the first one. She's got four.
Sometimes in this game, one goes in, and then everybody else feels like, I got that.
Connor Decker for Sydney got unconscious pretty much. She was just chucking them up and they were going down. She finished with 16 points. It was a great finish.
It's fun to watch.
Second one is good for Sackett, so she has five. And Delhi is going to take a timeout. 3:36 to go, fourth quarter. It's BG 31, Delhi 22. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. 1. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3.5 minutes to go here in the Girls MAC Championship live from Hartwick College today on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Nate Lull with you here along with Israel Lormer. Thanks for joining us here. Of course, we have the Tri-Valley games after this. The girls at 6 o'clock, it's Milford and Lawrence. And the boys, the nightcap at 8 p.m., Lawrence and Franklin. More great games ahead. We'll have them all for you here on CDO. Fourth quarter here, 3:36 left, and BG, the Lady Bobcats, with a 31-22 lead. Boy, it should be a heck of a finish here, and we'll see if Delhi can figure anything out in that timeout to try to get some steals off this press. And the Bobcats toss it into the far side for Palmateer. Back for Reyes. And that was steal by Spangenberg, ahead for Sackett. She's going to try to take it right to the 10. Up and off the glass, no good, and a rebound for Selfridge. So that was the look Delhi wanted, but they couldn't convert.
That's exactly what they wanted. That's why you called the timeout.
Ahead now for BG, for Palmateer in the paint, and she's fouled. And Palmateer has just found a way to position herself either at the low block or the high post and get that ball time after time today.
They're going to call that one on the floor, and it's going to be the fourth team foul on Delhi. Again, five will get you in the bonus now in the girls, the new rules this year.
Pretty interesting new rule. How do you think that's gone this year?
I think it was designed to speed up the game. I think it has to a certain extent. I don't know. I think that's something you're going to have to look at over a course of two or three seasons and make, you know, some sort of data.
Sure. 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. I totally agree with you on that one as well, as Selfridge takes it to the bucket here, and she's blocked by Spangenberg of Delhi. And ahead now for Sackett. Lady Bulldogs looking to run, and Sackett tosses one up off the back rim, no good, and another rebound. Boy, just no second-chance opportunities here for Delhi, as Palmateer and Selfridge seem to be right there every time for the board.
Yeah, they're combined for 16 rebounds right now.
Ahead now for Palmateer. She lost it on the floor, and two Bulldogs were right there. It was Sackett and Mercedes Wakin just pouncing on it, and the jump ball is going to give it back here to Delhi.
So you got 2:47 remaining, and you've got a 9-point ball game. They really, they have to have a bucket.
Got to have a bucket. And they've had some chances. They got a couple of steals, and they just haven't been able to convert. Here's Logan Bruce going left to right here for Delhi. Again, they need a bucket on this possession with 2:40 to go, and the Delhi Lady Bulldogs trailing BG 31-22. The girls' MAC championship game today from Hartwick. Here is Logan Bruce in the paint. That one up off the mark, no good. Out of bounds. Let's see. The officials conferring with each other, and they're going to give it back to BG. Bruce did everything but finish there. She really did. Got through the traffic, was weaving down low, but just couldn't finish.
Last couple of shots they've had, same thing. They're five-footers. They're just not going in.
And sometimes that's the way this game goes. As BG gets it in, going right to left in the navy blue with the white trim. They get to half court and a traveling violation here on Corey Thornton. She didn't even attempt to dribble that one, was just trying to pass it in stride and shuffle their feet.
That's what the Bulldogs needed that.
Erica Selfridge back in, the seventh grader. Boy, you didn't think coming in that she would see much time, but she's seen some big minutes here.
She's done a real nice job at what Mr. Conway, Bob Conway, wants her to do.
Here's Spangenberg to the rim, and that one's no good. Not enough mustard on it. Hit the side of the rim, and BG another rebound, and now a foul on Logan Bruce on Abby Selfridge, and that's going to be the fifth foul here on Delhi, and that's going to send Selfridge to the line. No, they'll say it's in the backcourt here. Actually, no, they are going to pull it up here. I think it's been tough on the officials this year. They don't think they have it in their head that sometimes you get to five, you're going to shoot.
Well, not only that, but in the first and third quarters, you don't think you're going to be shooting the bonus two shots. It's interesting because if you think about it, you got to get to 10.5 now to get to the bonus as opposed to in the guys' rules and the old girls' rules to 7.
Yes.
That we have gotten into shots earlier this year in the first quarter where we are shooting, and then it resets. You would have been shooting one and ones the whole. So I think that was the design.
Selfridge, the first one is up and good, giving BG a 32-22 lead. So Selfridge has 9. Palmateer has 9. And Selfridge trying to get into double figures here, and this might be the broadcaster's jinx. Let's see. No, got that one, and it's good. Selfridge with 10. Every time I say that, guaranteed miss on the next one, but not that time for Abby Selfridge. And BG leads 33-22 with a minute 55 to go. Here's Logan Bruce, kicked out for Finch. Finch steps in, a long two, left wing side, no good, and a rebound for Reyes. And the shot's just not falling here in the second half for Delhi with a minute 45 to go. BG almost can smell that second straight MAC championship. And now a steal by Delhi, not so fast, says Kayla Spangenberg. And ahead for Logan Bruce down the left side. Bruce passing for Carly Heavey. Delhi needs a bucket on this possession. For Spangenberg, off the glass and in. Huge bucket there. Spangenberg has six, and a timeout is taken here by Delaware Academy. 1:27 to go, fourth quarter. It's 33-24. BG on top of Delhi in the Girls MAC Championship game. We'll be right back on CDO.
This Valentine's Day, treat the one you love to a romantic dinner at Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Union Street in Sydney. Start with one of their delicious appetizers, steamed clams, shrimp cocktail, or stuffed mushrooms. Then select from their regular menu or their Valentine's specials, including prime rib with scallops and shrimp, pan-seared salmon, or chicken piccata. Dinners include a complimentary glass of wine for the ladies. Show her how much you love her this Valentine's Day. Call Roma's in Sydney today for reservations. 563-8888.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
1:27 to go. Fourth quarter. The girls' MAC championship game live from Hartwick College in front of an absolutely packed house at Lambros Arena. And BG with a 33-24 lead. They get the ball in, and here is Abby Selfridge looking to bring it up the floor down the right side as BG goes right to left. Selfridge across for Palmateer, wide open layup, and it's good.
Palmateer with a layup. Zach Play is the one that's busted this game open, I feel. Zach Play.
Here's Carly Heavey for three, no good. A rebound for Hannah Morley, and she can't get it to go. And now Reyes with a rebound, pops it ahead to herself, sprints down the floor. And BG will set it up with under a minute to go as the clock just rolls over to 55 seconds. And BG leads 35-24. And they can taste it now.
Delhi may have to foul if they're going to go that route.
Let's see.
Doesn't look like they are, though.
Selfridge gets a pick from Palmateer, and they get it right back to her. And again, they have not fouled yet. Left side for Reyes. She wants a three, and got it. Rebecca Reyes from downtown. That might be the icing on the cake. Timeout is taken on the floor with 38 seconds left. It's BG 38, Delhi 24. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
38 seconds left in the girls' MAC championship game, and BG has pulled away in the second half. They lead 38-24. Just has not been the Bulldogs' second half. Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer here with you on CDO. Izzy, your thoughts?
They've got some decent shots, kind of like what it was. It's a tale of two halves. Bainbridge-Guilford was getting some good shots and wasn't able to make them in the first half, and that's what's kind of plagued Delhi here in the second half.
Here's Hannah Morley, right side, looking for Brenna Gioffi. Now for McAteer, who's checked into the game for Hannah Morley. Steps in, shot is blocked, and the ball out of bounds with 21 seconds left. I feel for these Delhi girls. They lose in this game last year. They make it to the championship in the MAC Soccer League. They lose there, and they're going to lose here today. Such a great effort from such a great team. I know they're going to be back here again. You just wonder, when is it going to be their turn, you know?
It's interesting because their youth matches up against Bainbridge-Guilford's youth.
It does.
And they've just been a little bit better in this game. Delhi's been better in the regular season early.
We could see this matchup for years to come with how young and how good these two teams are. 20 seconds left, and now a steal by Bainbridge-Guilford. Shot clock is off, and the BG girls are going to win this one here today as the clock comes down to 10 seconds left. 38-24 is the score. BG with the ball. Reyes going to take it all the way to the basket, up and in for Rebecca Reyes. She's going to finish with 8 points, and that's going to do it. 40-24 is the final. The BG girls win the MAC championship here this year over Delhi. Abby Selfridge and Megan Pommetier get it done here for BG.
They got it done two ways. They got it done offensively. They got it done with the rebounds, and they also got it done with those great passes. Abby Selfridge, those passes to Megan Pommetier, those were daggers.
We're going to have our postgame show coming up. The girls' Tri-Valley game is next, which we'll be right back here for. We'll have our three awards, our offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Both teams shaking hands right now. Award presentation coming up. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes for our awards show and our postgame show here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
ACO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Again, just wrapping up the girls' MAC championship game here today. BG defeats Delhi 40-24. Is your thoughts on this one?
My thoughts are that Bainbridge Guilford was able to just have a great second half. Very similar to what the Green Boys were able to do in the second half. They just came out, and all of a sudden they got the lead. They struggled a little in the first half, and then they just never really looked back.
So a big win here today for BG. Again, 40-24 over Delhi. Let's go through our scoring summary. A game-high 11 points from Megan Pommetier, 10 from Abby Selfridge, 8 from Rebecca Reyes, 6 from Molly O'Hara, those were huge, and 3 from Corey Thornton. On the other side for Delhi, 7 points, a team high from Logan Bruce, 6 from Kayla Spangenberg, 2 from Olivia Wakin, 2 from Anna Post, 5 from Addie Sackett, and 1 apiece from Allison Hannigan and from Caitlin Finch. So, again, nice night there for Bruce and for Spangenberg for Delhi. Let's do our three awards here, brought to you, of course, by NBT and NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. Let's first do the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, and we both agree, Megan Pommetier gets this one here tonight with a game-high 11 points.
And it was mostly in the second half. She really made herself available. She does a great job of, as a coach, showing your numbers to somebody who's passing to you. Both those times where Abby Suffrage was able to split those double teams, get there, she shows her numbers, and then that real nice post moves that she had on that three-point play, that was great.
The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I thought we'd give this one to Logan Bruce. Sometimes the defense award goes to the player from the other team, you know, that did a little bit of everything for them. You could kind of almost call it a second all-purpose award. But Logan Bruce, a great job there for our Dynamic Defense Award winner. Brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance from Delhi. And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. I think no question, the league MVP named earlier today. And she gets this one, Abby Selfridge, with 10 points. And, Iz, you got other assists that back this one up all day long.
Yeah, we got the 10 points. We've got 8 rebounds. We've got 4 assists, and 2 of them were huge, the assists down there. She just did a real nice job, again, mostly in the second half. They really came to play in the second half. Like I said, you know, Coach Conway got them fired up for that second half, and it was a whole lot of fun to watch. They picked it up on defense, like in the first half, how Delhi was playing defense. They were taking them out of their game. I don't think either team played poorly in either half. I think the other team made them play in that manner.
Sure. No, I totally agree. Just a great game back and forth between two teams that are so good. Of course, Delhi's going to be in the D sectionals coming up, BG in the C. I think they probably both have a couple of games left this season. It'll be interesting to see how far they can go.
Yeah, I don't know the Delhi lineup, like who they're playing. I know that BG plays Unitego, which is always interesting to play one of your league opponents in the sectionals. It's close. There'll be a lot of Unitego fans there. And Coach Conway always says this, it's hard to beat a team 3 times.
Should be very interesting. I think that's a game we'll probably have here on CDO next week. But for now, the BG girls can enjoy winning the MAC championship here today. The final score of 40-24 over Delhi. So a great win today for BG. Iz, thanks for joining me.
Anytime, my friend, anytime.
Hey, this has been great. And folks, if you want more basketball, we got it. The Tri-Valley girls are next. They'll be tipping off right around 6 o'clock. That's Lawrence and Milford. If you haven't seen Milford's Addie Lawson, that's one you want to tune in for. She's a great Class D player, and that should be a lot of fun. And that's another matchup that happened last year. Milford won it, so it's a rematch again between those two teams. So we'll have that coming up. And, of course, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. We'll be back with more. The Tri-Valley Girls Championship coming up. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.